And on the phone now we have Cal head coach Lindsey Gottlieb. Coach, if you'd begin with an opening statement, please.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be on the call. Happy holidays and happy beginning of conference play coming up here. I can't believe, actually, that we're at this point. I feel like it's flown by. Obviously, you know, this is uncharted territory for our team coming off of a Final Four season. It's been new in a lot of different ways. We're very young. And when I say young, that's partly because we're starting two freshmen, but also because, you know, my juniors are in new roles. Our seniors are in new roles. Everyone's kind of taking on something new. And yeah, I know it's kind of cliche, but we're a work in progress. We're enjoying every minute. I feel very strongly that our best basketball is ahead of us, but we're pleased with some things we've seen thus far. Kind of got a little bit of a game coming up here in New York at Madison Square Garden against UConn. Which is going to be really fun. We want Cal basketball to be talked about amongst the elite programs, and to do that, you have to play games like this, no matter how challenging they may be. So we're excited for what's ahead, and definitely feel optimistic that it's going to be a great conference season with a lot of really good teams, and you know, we just want to be in the mix there right at the end.
And now we'll open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Michelle Smith, ESPN.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle.
Is there more work in progress than you might have anticipated?
That's a really good question. You know, I don't think you ever think too much about exactly what it's going to look like or feel like. But maybe. I mean, obviously, you know, we've had, you know, the absence of Jen was not expected. Hartman having an injury, playing freshmen so many minutes. So maybe there's, you know, a lot of more moving parts than we would have expected. But we knew this year was going to be a whole new year for a lot of reasons. And one just being the circumstances we're in now of being sort of at a different level of expectation, which is a great thing. But it adds, you know, it adds a little bit to the mix as well.
This is a quick follow. Can I just ask about Jen and if you have any sense of when or if she might be back?
Yeah, you know, I'll say this, and I'm going to be sort of very limited in how far I go in it, but I will say this. Jennifer Brandon's well-being has and is and always will be my priority and our program's priority. I love her like my family, our whole program does. And that's really, you know, the crux of it. I am hopeful that basketball is going to be, you know, part of the equation here, you know, again, sooner than later. And I think that would be, you know, really good for all involved. But at the heart of it is her well-being, and that's what I remain committed to.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Elliot Allman, San Jose Mercury News.
Hi, Lindsey. Good morning.
Hi, Elliot.
If you could just follow up or sort of amplify on the UConn match, you've already played Duke. Maybe, as you point out, with more moving parts, these kinds of games can be really tough. What are you hoping that this young group can get out of facing what seems to be a team that's steamrolling everybody right now?
Well, I think, you know, playing a team like UConn or, you know, you mentioned Duke is tough if you have – no moving parts, you know, all seniors, you know, returning. Obviously, they're both such talented teams. Clearly, there are challenges, right? I mean, you got the best team with the best players and then pretty much the best coach, you know, and I'm talking over the last, you know, several years. But this is exactly what we want for Cal basketball. You know, I've said it, you know, numerous times that, you know, not everyone gets to play UConn in Madison Square Garden, and not everyone gets to be on ESPN. And I think our players enjoy that challenge. And I actually think with a young group, you know, that doesn't always know, you know, what to do on a Tuesday afternoon practice, I actually think to be able to say, hey, you know, we're playing Brianna Stewart and Stephanie Dolson and Bria Hartley, it actually catches their attention more. I think they like those challenges. And then hopefully it's my job to get
that kind of energy and intensity and effort to carry over every single day, you know, no matter who we're playing. And if I can do that and we can do that, then we have a chance to be very good. So I like this opportunity in front of us. Of course it's difficult. You know, of course there are not a lot of weaknesses on their basketball team, but we're going to do the best to rise to that level and then carry that over as we go into conference play.
Just as a quick follow, you guys, you know, you have a win streak going here, but some bumpy rides on that streak. are you seeing that guys are just, that the young women are saying, you know, okay, this is what we got, so this is what we have to do?
I don't think they think about it, you know, in the ways that I do. You know, their job as student athletes and, you know, 18 to 22 year olds is to focus on what's right in front of them. So, you know, I think they're excited, you know, to get on a plane and go to New York. I think they're excited for practice tomorrow. I think I'm going to, you know, see a different sort of even light in their eye because we're playing UConn. They're competitors, they're human. And I think we have a group that actually likes that big stage. I think we all know that we have work to do as a basketball team, but, you know, it's my job to think big picture and how do I make everything fit together. I think it's their job to come to practice tomorrow and get ready to play the next game. And the fact that game is UConn, yeah, I think they'll be a little bit more, you know, amped up for that.
Thank you much.
Coach, it looks like that's all the questions we have for you this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, bye-bye.